Podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up! With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. She was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome, everybody, to episode 170 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. Listen to that music. We're back. It's time. Yeah. I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me today are the two best co-hosts I always could have. Travis Bowles, how are you, Trav?
Emptying out his butthole right now.
I think he's coming. I heard the toilet flush.
Oh, he walked in. He couldn't hold it anymore.
What's up?
How you doing, Trav?
Good.
What I really love is after we got done with the Patreon episode, he goes, all right, I'm going to need a refill, repack, use the bathroom. Okay. Everybody got up, did it. Everybody sat back down. 10 minutes later, he gets up to use the bathroom.
Yeah, once I got the theme music playing.
Yep.
So. Mm-hmm. You're not my boss.
You're not my boss.
That's true.
You're not my real dad.
If I was your boss, you'd probably be fired. Next, even across from me is Pete McCarthy. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing surprisingly well, considering how much I had to drink last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I went for the gusto last night. So
nice.
Started off with shots of tequila. And not that you know anything about that, Trav, because you have a vagina.
I know, it's disgusting.
You were drinking that blue stuff first. When did you do shots of tequila?
Before I even came up to the table and saw you, I'd already done shots of tequila. Gotcha. So, and then I was drinking that blue stuff, but that blue stuff is 7 shots of liquor on ice. It's not like it was Kool-Aid, but it tastes like Kool-Aid, and it's amazing. So,
we have a guest today. Alex Torres joins.
Hello, Steven.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you back.
You know, Alex had reached out to me and brought up coming in, and I remember Alex was on probably about 10 episodes ago, maybe 20, I don't know.
It was fall.
Relatively recently in the grand scheme of things,
yeah.
So, yeah.
And I remember, man, Alex was really good on the show.
Surprisingly.
Yes.
I thought he was going to be horrible.
Because Alex he's not a loud, boisterous dude.
Right. Yeah, when you meet Alex, he can kind of be a little bit more quiet, reserved, very nice, but it's easy in this room, it's easy to get swallowed up. And he held his own and was a great guest, so it is awesome to have you back, man.
Well,
so.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.
And I mean literally swallowed up, because if we run out of food, like we panic.
Oh, I would,
you know what I mean?
So eat Alex.
Oh, I would eat
Alex. So I
bet he tastes a little spicy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's coming out on Facebook as being offensive.
Yeah, I'm offended. I'm out of here.
So I am recording. Just so you guys know, you can see the counter going.
Wow.
Talk about celebrating mediocrity.
So 50 minutes into Legion's Cast last week when Steve realizes that...
that he shit the bed.
We were
and then rolled around in it for a little while.
We were having a good time.
We were. We were.
Not that anybody will ever know.
Because
unless they watch YouTube.
YouTube. It's on YouTube, but... it went downhill after that.
Right.
I mean, having to repeat a couple huge
announcements that were amazing.
Yeah.
And then it went really downhill when one person in particular listened to the episode.
Which we're going to talk about, for sure. We're going to get there.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Too late.
They've been hurt.
Fucking late.
I had some interesting conversations with my wife this morning.
You did?
Yeah, I want to share them with you guys. So we went out to breakfast.
You did?
Yep.
And, thanks for the invite.
We did get invited.
Me too?
Yeah. He sent a Snapchat out at like, hey, going to Old Brothers. It was like 8:29. He sent a Snapchat. Hey, going to Old Brothers at 8:35.
Not
or something.
True. Eight o'clock.
If he invites me on Snapchat, he doesn't really want me.
It's
there.
Not real.
He doesn't want me there.
Snapchat is not, you know.
I will also say the same way, but in reverse. If you guys really wanted to spend time with me, you'd open Snapchat.
I did open Snapchat at 10:05 when I woke up, and I was like, "Hey, honey, they went to Old Brothers."
Well, I don't blame you.
Let's get in the shower. So,
we're sitting there. We're sitting at this place eating food, and The table next to us is talking about a swap party. Oh, the people had tables and they had swap stuff in which we host a swap party. We have fun at one. It's one of the, I think, funnest kind of things we do. But I looked at my wife and I go, God, I would love to go to a swap party.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and she goes, oh, swap wives? Is that what you want to do? Who do you want to swap me with?
Yes.
Ooh, who do you want to swap her with?
And I go, whoa.
Somebody you don't know? Somebody you do know? Is it, well, you mean you got somebody picked out? Or
what are you
just
looking for?
Are
you looking for top three or top five?
Are you shopping? Are you like, you know, hey.
I go, whoa. I'm talking about a toy swap party.
It depends on position.
Toy swap party. What is your mind in the gutter for?
She's such a filthy
She's
slut.
She's filthy.
Jeez. Heidi, come on.
So then a friend of mine walks in with his dad. And my buddy's mom had just recently.
Heidi, you want to swap with him too? Do a little old and young thing, huh?
My buddy's mom recently passed away. So it's him and his dad, and they come in, and Heidi says to me, she goes, you know, how's his dad doing? And I go, I don't know, I've been asked recently. And she goes, oh, you know, I just think, God, that's got to be so horrible, you know, widowed. And I said, or awesome. And she looked at me with like that like her hair was on fire, like just like she goes, "What did you just say?"
And I was like, "You heard me."
I said, "You know, well, it could just be awesome. Who knows?" And so she goes, "Why are you so upset with me?" And then I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I figured it out. I'm sexually frustrated." And we've all been there, you know, where you go
Wait a minute here.
Yeah.
We're all married.
You're sexually frustrated.
Sexually frustrated.
Now, pulling back the curtain here, if those of you who are Patreon supporters, you've been buying your wife off for sex. It's not working?
Well, when I say sexually frustrated, most people you assume what that comes from. Why are you, Pete, if you're sexually frustrated, why?
It's because I haven't gotten any in a while.
It's been too long.
Right.
Steven.
I'm always sexually frustrated. I don't know any different way.
Alex.
Yes.
Yeah, time, right? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, it's been since Friday. It's Sunday. Literally a day, okay, has gone by. But I have the expectation. So she went out with her friends, or no, with her family, went out last night, and then she was going to be home by 10-ish, and then we might go to Yard Sale Underwear playing Jeremy DeWitt's band, and then that always leads into something fun. Who knows? You know, in my mind, I'm envisioning all kinds of different things. I don't know, maybe threesomes or public places. I have no idea.
So name one time that her going out to Yard Sale Underwear with you has resulted in a threesome.
Too many times.
You realize that if you finger your butt while having sex with your wife, that's not a threesome, right?
Count it. Count it. So last night she calls on her way home and says, hey, I'm tired. When I get home, I just want to go to bed.
What time? Did she actually get home at 10?
No, she got home at 11.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so it was...
So you were in bed for 3 hours, not just two when she got home. Do you ever, are you ever, I've made the mistake with my wife before when she's like flipped on me and I'm like, so if we do it tonight, is that a threesome? Because I've seen two personalities in 4 minutes. Is that? She hates that shit.
You bipolar.
Yeah, she fucking hates that shit. I was like, I want you to switch to the crazy one right before I finish. So.
Well, all I got to say is if I don't get some tonight, shit's going to go down. All right. Somebody's going to be hurting.
I'm
sure you would have, out of all of us is probably gets the most of it because, you know, I mean, I guess what's the average for you?
Probably 3 times a week.
What the fuck, Pete?
That's a pretty, so I would say it averages to 3 times a week. my wife has been having, she has to have another ablation done because of super heavy periods. So it'll be like, 6 times in 4 days, but then it might be a week. So it averages out, but yeah.
I wish that was on YouTube just so people could have seen Steve's face.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all talking about it at dinner the other day. It's not a secret. The girls were talking about feminine stuff, and so, and I'm like I said, I'm okay with it. It's she's not necessarily okay with it.
I'm already the odd duck so far. So Steve, I guess so.
No,
birthdays in the Lord's Day. That's it.
Okay, all right. So that's okay, I'm going with Steve. Then, you know, right. About the same time.
Well, it's hard too. I mean, P has 4 kids.
I got three.
You have three young ones.
Well, but you have twins as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, having to give birth to twins, if every time you climbed on top of me and I had to remember that, I might be like, you know, let's wait. So.
And Courtney has to have sex with Steve, so. Yeah, you know,
Just count your blessings. That's all I'm trying to get at, you know?
Right. Yeah, no.
You're very lucky.
Believe me.
You know, it's
I know how good I have it. Right. But it also has created this, like, mindset that,
right,
like, every weekend.
Right.
This shit so better be lit.
It's literally, honestly, it's like, it's Pavlov's dogs.
Yeah.
But instead of hearing a bell and salivating, you see her with a drink in your hand and you get an erection. You know what I mean? So, Heidi's drinking. I'm going to get laid.
Even if she passes out.
Even if she passes out.
Sometimes
that's
the
best.
Oh. Yep.
What did we do last night? Honey, I made you some tea and tucked you in. That's really all we did.
Yep.
Why am I sticky? Why you spilled your tea? I don't know what to tell you. So.
All right, Steve's just playing with himself over there.
What, yeah.
Let's do it with you, Steve.
Gosh. Not getting laid.
I did once sometime.
Got laid?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean...
Steve's whole excursion you had, you know, with the...
That excursion was very fun, yeah, tell you.
It looked like a good time, you know. You guys had the limo and...
Yeah, oh, man.
Did you guys do it in the limo?
No.
Why not?
There was kids in there.
What?
I thought this was a romantic evening with you and your wife.
Why was there kids in the limo?
I've been waiting for the story to come out.
Why was there kids in the limo?
I've been waiting for this.
Right, too cheap to, you know, to
hold on, was this a family vacation?
No. They weren't my kids.
They weren't your kids.
No.
The limo driver brought his kids.
No.
Explain yourself!
Side note, real quick. Steve took, after we had a Patreon.
This was all in the Patreon page.
Yes, it was all
okay,
Patreon.
So,
yes.
So cap it. Recap.
Steve,
okay.
We had a Patreon episode where we talked about the gifts we've given our wives, the good ones, the bad ones. We talked about all these great things. Pete just kept tooting his horn nonstop, you know what I mean?
Which is why I get my horn tooted much more than Steven does, mind you.
Well, that following weekend is like Valentine's Day, and Steve goes all out. Surprise trip, no kids, up north, sends us all pictures, posts pictures in the Patreon page of him and his wife in a limo.
Yeah, okay. Outside of it and inside of the limo.
Outside and inside.
Yeah.
What we didn't know is...
So we stayed at a Days Inn in Petoskey, Michigan.
Okay.
Petoskey's a nice little town.
It is. Great little tourist area.
They had a great little service there. It was called Free Limo.
It was called Free Limo.
Free Limo. Free little limo service from between the hours of like 4 and 11.
Okay.
And so we're checking in and I'm like, what do you mean free limo service? And she's like, oh, yeah, you want to go downtown? just come down here and tell us, and we call a limo. It's complimentary, and they'll take you downtown, drop you off.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. The thing is it's a limo. It is a real limo. Okay. But it's more of a shuttle service.
Okay.
So, like, he picks you up, and then he might have another hotel that he does the same thing for, and he might pick those people up, and then pick those people up, and then take you downtown and drop you off. Okay. And so the first thing I did is I started cracking up, because I'm like, Travis was just talking about this limo thing, and I go,
I was, like, super impressed that you planned a limo and all this shit. Like, I feel deceived at this point.
Yeah, I actually believe that you actually, used our Patreon money and got it.
Yeah. I was like, look at him go. And he's pulling out all the stops. Turns out it was the bus was broke down and they borrowed a limo for the weekend for the hotel.
Pretty much, which was great. It was actually great. I've never been in a limo before. Never really, But
really?
We did. No, that's never.
And you didn't go see Bill Burr with us?
No. Well, I did once, but we didn't get a limo.
It was Tosh.
We did not go to Tosh.
Yeah, when we went and saw Tosh, we took a limo.
I think that was before me.
Because we're a big deal.
We were cracking up because we were like, this is going to look so funny because Travis was just talking about a limo, and now here we are in a limo.
That's so funny.
And it was fun. But like I said, there was another family in there at one time, and they had a couple kids. But it was great because there's no place to park. On a Saturday night, especially on Valentine's Day, down in downtown Petoskey, if you want to go eat. But right. With this, it's pretty cool. They just drop you off wherever, and you go inside. You don't have to worry about parking. And it was cool because where they sat us to eat was right at the window, so you could see out at the street. So we could sit at there, pay the bill, call the limo, and say, come get me. Wait for see the limo pull up and walk out. You never had to sit outside in the cold or nothing. Just go straight to the limo. It was a great experience, but I didn't pay shit for it. I didn't plan it.
Needless to say, it didn't lead to any extra missionary or anything like that.
No.
Right?
Oh, no, there was some extra missionary.
Okay.
Just not in the limo, because the last thing you needed was a 12-year-old boy giving you tips.
Not in the limo, and not that night.
Not that night?
No, because that night I started to get sick, and I didn't want to do anything that night.
Fucking
but
lame.
But the first night we stayed at... this place on this cool lake, and it was very cool. Now that night there was some extra missionary, socks off.
Whoa.
Even a light on, like a lamp or something.
That's a special time.
It was amazing. I've never done any crazy shit like that in my life.
What's super funny, as soon as we said that, my wife texted me and said, I feel horrible all of a sudden. So I said, because you haven't sexed me lately. I thought it was kind of funny that I brought up, her not having sex with me. And then she's like, I suddenly feel horrible. And I'm like, well, you should. Turns out she just got sick. So, but.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you guys had a good time. You deserved it. Well, she deserved it.
What's new with you, Peter?
A lot of stuff going on in my day job. So just keeping my head up and pushing forward and trying to figure out what's going to happen when the dust settles. So, we're asking for a new fire station, and that's been interesting. And there's some personnel shakeups above me, which has been interesting. And I've been placed as the kind of the interim leader until they figure some things out. So that's been interesting. So, but we're doing well. And my brother's home for the week from California. Super excited to spend some time with him. And kids are in full swing of sports, and it's just busy. Normal busy.
So it's on.
So it is on. How's your volleyball season going?
Oh, yeah. Not bad. Not good, but not bad. I like the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's important.
Yep. Alex, how about you? What's new, buddy?
Not much. Tire business is slow, kind of. It's not too many people are buying tires, so it's really...
Is that a normal thing this time of year?
Yeah, I think just lack of snow has obviously not helped, but yeah, we are kind of in the season where it is kind of normal and,
Well, it's kind of because it's not there. Everybody's typically already replaced and prepared kind of for winter if they could, and they're not ready to prepare for spring kind of deal.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
I need some tires.
I know a guy.
Is there any benefit for me to come see you? Or would you just say to save the gas because I can't do nothing for you?
I know the guy over here in Muskegon, so
oh.
I think I can hook up.
So. Why don't you come over here in Muskegon?
Sure.
I don't know.
That's most people's reaction.
He's like, have you ever been to Muskegon?
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys open your eyes when you're outside?
I mean, nothing against the people of Muskegon, but
right,
you know,
right, so of course.
Just, plenty,
I think
plenty.
I got more variety where I'm at. So yeah. In terms of right. When it comes to toys and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, better shopping over there for sure. Yeah, no, it's understandable. Totally understandable.
Nice. All right. Well. Should we move on to some toy news?
I think we should.
All right, let's do some toy news.
I haven't actually seen a lot of toy news recently. A couple things. Valorverse reopened up. Pledges, I guess I would say. The Crowder X program for Action Force. And really what it is with Marvel or Hasbro, I'm sorry, announcing... 6-inch Joes, all of a sudden there was like some renewed interest and people were kind of reaching out to him and he figured, what the heck, you know, the factories are shut down right now anyway because of this virus issue and Chinese New Year, so why don't we just open it back up, see if we can get some more people to jump on, and it seems like people are doing that. There was some talk that that was bad for him, Hasbro doing 6-inch Joes. I totally disagree with that. I think it's the best thing that could have happened for them, because now you have his soldiers could go right with your 6-inch Joes. You know, before if you bought those, you would be using those really with your Marvel Legends. I mean, you're not going to use them with Mythic Legions or something like that. Maybe you would use them with, you know, your DC stuff if they scaled right. But it's perfect, I think. Obviously, there's been production issues for some other toy lines. Sounds like Snake Mountain is, they're saying, is a little bit more delayed now.
I think Snake Mountain's going to be delayed. I think our Legions are going to be delayed, if I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard that officially. Have we heard that officially?
I don't think we've heard that officially, but.
I think we're just common sense.
I think the reality of it is most things are going to be delayed. It's just the way it's going to be. So we'll see. Any you guys heard any other toy news?
No, not really. I mean, we just did our Toy Fair episode, and
which you missed totally a lot of DC stuff. You didn't talk about any of that.
Well, now's your time.
So, which
what do you want to talk about here, Alex?
Well, no, I mean, just obviously Todd McFarlane. I know Steve's kind of going like zoning out here, but no, there was a lot of exciting stuff that, you know, obviously not too exciting for most people, but that new figures that are coming out. You know,
such as.
Oh God, put me on the spot.
Just give me, you know, right? Have to,
no,
you
no,
don't need them all.
There's a, you know, obviously there's stuff from the Wonder Woman. Her golden armor is going to come out. There's a new Joker. Azrael, which and then there's a couple other figures that escape my mind right now. But it's again, either way, it's enough where I'm excited as well. You know, for
are
the
you
pieces.
Excited that Mark McFarlane has the the license?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we a while back when I think I was in here last, we did the review of the Fortnite figure that Steve posed really, really well. That wolf thing.
Yep.
And that was kind of my first intro to his toy line, or his new stuff, I should say.
Yep.
And it was very promising. And then looking at the DC Multiverse now that we've been getting, it's not perfect. It's not grass, but it's getting there. I think as time goes on, you know, he gets feedback from, you know, customers and fans, and I think we'll get there, so.
You think things will get better?
Is McFarlane sculpting the Jazzwares Fortnite stuff?
Nope. There was the 6-inch ones. The 4-inch ones are Jazzwares. The 6-inch ones are 7. They're big.
Yeah.
Those were McFarlane.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
You know,
so, like, this one right here?
This one, too, right?
That's the Jazzwares.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
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 All right. You know, and it's funny because, you know, obviously, Alex just repaid me for an insult earlier when I called him Eric by calling me Steve, when he said I was going to kind of phase out, you know, during the DC talk. And again,
I think his was actually a bigger burn.
I think so. I really do. But you know, if people like DC and there's something going on that can get them excited, that's a win. You know, and I just, it always seems like we bitch and it's like, well, it's all Batmans and Supermans, and then I go, well, it's all Caps and Ironmans and Spidermans. So I get it. You know, I hope you guys get the quality you deserve. Alex has actually set up quite a few DC figures on the table here, and at first glance, they look pretty cool. And I don't know, and he's gonna, during Thanks UBSK, we'll talk more about what they are, but I'm definitely a little intrigued. The one thing that I will say is, I mean, I don't, get me wrong, I take every opportunity I can to shit on DC, but he laid Beast Boy down on the table, and I'm looking, I'm like, I knew who that was because I watched Titans, and I really enjoyed that show. So I can see there being, again, when they give me something I love, that automatically to me makes the toys and the characters a little bit more accessible in my mind, you know, where it's, when I wasn't doing anything in that realm, I'm kind of like, meh, whatever. But yeah, I'm anxious to kind of play with these things here a little bit when we get to that segment. So
with that being said,
and I want to have sex with that Catwoman. Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
Holy shit.
With that being said, you know, Alex is our DC apologist, and
oh yeah.
Did you happen to hear our Birds of Prey review?
Or the lack thereof. More of a bitch session or Steve's childlike review, like which I was very disappointed because I was really hoping. I've been used to your last two reviews regarding Hall Pass.
Yes.
And
through Steve's eyes.
Through Steve's eyes.
Aladdin.
And Aladdin, which were entertaining, were great. I loved them. But yeah, when he came out with this, I was like, what the fuck? I mean, you know, granted, it was rushed at the end and everything, but I definitely think you guys missed out and you guys threw too much shade at it. So,
well, help us out, buddy.
Well, I mean, I got my little notes here.
Are you an enthusiast of cartwheels?
Yeah, when women are doing them.
Oh, okay. Know. Okay. Good. Well, that's great.
But no, I guess I want to know what do you guys have it against? What didn't you like about the movie? You just said good, bad. Ewan McGregor, good. Cartwheel's good. Bad, I mean. I wanted a better explanation as to why the movie was bad.
I felt like I blocked
a lot of it out of my memory like a late night sneaky uncle. You know what I mean? I just I've compartmentalized it. Because it was so traumatic.
I felt like somebody said, hey, I've got a piece of chicken here, and it's a leg, and I love legs. That's my favorite part of chicken. And it felt like somebody said, hey, you want this chicken leg?
A real man would not say that the breasts are his favorite part. That's how I'm a
thigh and leg guy. And a guy handed me this chicken. He says, hey, I want you to eat this chicken. Here's the thing, though. You have to review the chicken. You have to tell me what you think of this chicken. And then he hands me the piece of chicken, and I start chewing on it, and I realize there's no fucking meat on this. It's just a bone. And I'm like, and so when he asked me for my review, I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to review? There's no meat on this bone. There's nothing here. It's just a freaking bone. I mean, I don't know what to do with this.
And I guess
I can't even get mad about it. Because I didn't taste any meat. There's nothing here.
What was your expectation? I mean, what?
I don't know. Good movie? Wonder Woman?
My expectations were I expected to see it and hate it and shit on it.
Okay. Well, you guys did that. So, all right. Let me give you my...
Okay.
My,
I would love to hear this. I'm excited.
My insight and my view on it.
Well, we'd love to hear it.
Which at first, you know, I just took all your guys' negativity and be like, you know, this is going to be a shit movie. So, which I got a moment. I went to see it. Me and my sister went. Checked it out, and I was like, oh, it's going to be stupid, you know, and like, oh, you know, the guy said it's bad, and I was like, okay.
Oh, so you heard our review before you saw it?
No, just the dogging it. And,
oh, okay.
And I think, you know, obviously,
yeah,
Travis seen it first, and they're like, you know, they always already gave negative reviews and comments. I was like, oh, great.
Oh, yes, we did.
So and then, but anyway, I watched it, and I was presently surprised.
Okay.
You know, obviously, Steve pointed out the fact that, you know, had good action. That's really what was in it for me, you know, the action, which I don't know if you guys know, the director of John Wick helped with the fight scenes.
Okay.
Which that aspect of it was amazing.
There was a lot of, and that was one thing I do remember saying, the choreographing that went into that.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing I will say about that is they did some great things that would have been ridiculous had a man done it. So they actually got more... gymnastic-y or more aerobatic because they were females, and that was the only real saving grace to me was, like I said, the whoever choreographed that or cinematized, I don't know what the term is for that, you know, they did a great job with that, you know, yeah. and like I said as much in the review, but so I totally see where you're coming from there, you know?
And then you know they were saying, you know, a lot of people reviewed it and kind of some of the stuff I read and I don't read, but anyway, stuff I've seen was that it compared to, obviously, John Wick, like I said, and then Deadpool, which it did have some Deadpool aspects of it, you know.
Which their characters are very similar.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then when it comes down to it, I mean, what kind of character are we talking about? We're talking about a psychopathic girl, you know, whose mind's crazy. So I don't know what you're anticipating, but as a whole, I liked it.
And she has superpowers, right?
No superpowers.
Oh, really?
No.
She doesn't?
Harley?
Harley Quinn?
Oh, well, how the hell does she beat everybody up?
She's really good on
roller
skates.
Is she like super trained like Black Widow? Is she like in the military like an assassin?
She's learned some things over the years. Who knows? I don't know. But
it's a comic book movie, Steve.
Yeah, but a lot of the stuff we talk about is comic books, and it's not real, Steve. So you know.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't have to make sense sometimes. Cause
I think most of them comic book movies don't actually make sense realistically.
Right.
I see why girls like it now.
Yeah. And which our talk about Wonder Woman, which I don't want to get too much into that, but last time was, it's a fucking movie, Steve.
Right.
It's okay. It'll be all right. But Pete, you're a music aficionado, seems like. You like music and stuff like that.
Yep.
Which I don't know if you really paid attention to some of the songs in the movie, which I thought there was a couple good ones. You know, do you remember the Pat Benatar cover,
mm-hmm.
The Best Shot?
Yep.
I don't know what you thought about that version of it.
It's fun.
I mean, and then the, what else is it? The, oh gosh. The girl plays Black Canary. Beautiful.
Hot.
Yes.
She did a good job.
She was the best eye candy of that movie.
I agree. You know, there are characters in there that, yes, were not done justice.
Huntress.
According to their comic book outline. But for what it was, and yeah, I agree that it's not a Birds of Prey movie. It's a Harley Quinn movie with Birds of Prey people in it. And actually not even somewhere in there. You're still missing Barbara Gordon and Black Canary. Oh, you got Black Canary, but
isn't there a White Canary too? Or
that's from DC.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Legends of Tomorrow from Arrowverse type that.
Thing. Okay, so, all right.
And if there is somewhere else, I don't know. Nonetheless, yeah. I mean, the music was really good to me. I you know, there was the Sway With Me. You know, like there's a bunch of really good songs that I wasn't surprised. I was surprised it was actually pretty good. You know.
Can you confirm that the little pit pocket girl is
Cassandra Cain?
Is Batgirl?
Batgirl, not Batwoman. Batwoman is the one that Ruby Rose is,
okay.
is in the new series. So
Batgirl's the one.
She was trained by again. I'm not 100% sure, but it's like Lady Shiva, and which is an assassin. And somebody
okay.
else.
What is that, Steve? Okay.
And I definitely don't know much about that character, and whether her character's done justice or not, I could care less. Mm. You know, her character to me was. It was interesting. I mean, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. So,
but that fat little pit pocket is going to become Batgirl,
in some shape, way, or form in the comic books. Yes.
All right.
So
that's garbage.
And then you know she's
not in the movies. I don't think they're making another one.
No. she's the daughter or the granddaughter of Rufio.
From Peter Pan.
Yeah.
From Hook.
Yeah, Rufio. That's his niece or something like that. So. So I just thought those are weird, cool connection. So, but yeah, no, I mean, there's.
Are you saying that for real? Like that's the actor's granddaughter, or
it's
you?
Like it's his niece.
Okay.
It's his niece. It's a family member of some kind. So.
Okay.
But yeah, so I got it. I thought that was an interesting tidbit.
Did
there,
he
so.
Ever do anything? After
I wouldn't
Rufio?
Know because I have no idea who you're talking about because I never saw.
You
that
never
movie.
Saw Hook.
Nah.
Dude.
What the
come on.
Shit
that was a fantastic movie.
Plays,
from
voice,
do they sing in it?
He's a voice actor.
I don't
actor
think so.
Last Airbender or something like that.
Okay.
I don't watch much of it.
I don't watch any movie where they're singing.
I don't think they sang in that movie.
No, they don't.
Okay.
It's not a Disney movie. It's Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And Dustin Hoffman.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good movie. So either way, I guess is what you guys said for the listeners out there, go see it yourself. Get your own opinion on
you
it.
You should. I was forced to fucking go see that
yeah.
goddamn thing
Steve
for you listeners. And the least you could do is you go sit through that piece of shit too. I totally agree.
Yes, for Steve's take, you know, definitely let's hear some more insight on it, I guess. And but if you want to talk about a piece of shit,
okay.
the Harley Quinn animated show, which is on DC Universe, mm-hmm. I could not get into it.
What don't is there?
You
tell me
gotta
one.
Be kidding.
You watched it?
No, but everyone I've heard has said it is that is gold.
Tell me one thing you don't like about it, and I'll respond to it.
It's just the Kaylee Cuoco's, which is the girl Penny from Big Bang. She was like, she's just over the top, and there's a lot too much swearing. Which I know that seems stupid to say, but it's like it's an overuse of it, and it's just like it's used it as a crutch, and it's like I don't know. I mean, I'll have to give it a shot. I watched one full episode, and I started watching another one. And I was like, I just couldn't get into it.
Here's what I'm going to say to that. It's a fucking cartoon. Jesus. Why do you care? It's a fucking cartoon.
Well said. All right. Fair enough.
Do you realize it's a fucking cartoon based on a comic book?
But I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's different.
Because it has a strong man in it.
Star Wars Galaxy of Adventures TV series. Are you familiar with that?
No. Wait, oh, yes. Wait. No, I don't think I am.
Rufio is the narrator of all 36 episodes. So.
Oh, maybe that's that one that's based on the dolls. Is it a bunch of girls?
I don't know. That's what it looks like.
Alex, did you like Ewan McGregor?
Okay, yeah, I do know what this is.
I thought him as Black Mask was really good. Victor Zsasz, which is the guy, you know, his second right-hand man. They were both pretty good. I was kind of sad in how it ended and how, you know, I don't want to give too much away because people should see it, but the ending, the way his character, what happened to his character at the end, I was kind of, oh.
Was Ewan McGregor gay? His character?
No.
I didn't get that either, but these two guys said.
Were you hoping it was, though?
So no, I didn't. I was surprised that these guys even brought that up because it never even occurred to me.
And like I said, the only reason I ever said it is because one of our listeners actually replied that on a comment that he was. And this was previous to the movie even coming out. He was pissed because they made Black Mask gay.
I didn't really pick up on that, I guess.
Now, me and Pete agreed that we felt Victor... definitely had a...
Crush
on him.
I thought they were just buddies.
Was in love with him.
It was much more... It was much... Seemed a lot
it's like
more,
me and you.
More.
But also, he's a killer.
Yeah,
a
but people would look at you and me and know that you have a lot more than just a buddy feelings for me.
Well, yeah, we're more than buddies.
Yeah, he'd blow you probably.
I mean,
and he'd
obviously,
be really good at it.
I am intrigued now that Travis has been boasting how good he'd be at that.
He knows to use a little bit of teeth, but he also knows not to be a biter.
Which is interesting because I don't know that I'm not. I don't know that I'm not gay. I've never tried it.
Oh, a lot of people know.
They don't. Yeah,
you're the only one in the dark here.
I mean, like can you really say you're not gay if you've never given a blowjob? Because you might like it.
But I think if you're not attracted to it, that's how you know.
Yeah, but it's like my daughter Claire, every time she sits down and she put green beans on her
God
plate.
God damn it, did we really just transition from dudes sucking dudes' dicks and then you said your daughter's Claire's name like 4 seconds later?
Yeah.
Like, Claire, that's not appropriate.
We put green beans on her plate, and you know what she says? I don't like them. Right. And I say, you haven't tried them yet. How the hell do you know you don't like them? Well, that's the same thing. I've never tried sucking a dick.
That's going to be absolutely great when it's time to have the birds and bees talk with Claire. And he's like, well, Claire, you don't know unless you try it.
Like, I mean, honestly, the only
Travis
dude,
parenting
the
right
only
there.
Dudes out there that are gay or that know that they're not gay are dudes that have sucked dick and not liked it. They're the only ones that can go around saying they're not gay.
But that's not necessarily true because there are people that are heterosexual that don't like to perform oral sex. You can be a gay man and not like giving a blowjob.
Okay, so then you got to try all the stuff.
I would basis it. I could say, hey, I like your penis in my butthole, but I don't like to suck your dick and say I'm gay. I think you could do that.
So the only way you can say you're not gay is if you try any kind of sexual act, all of them. You got to try all sexual acts with another gay person or somebody else who wants to try.
That would say that person doesn't have to be gay.
And dislike all of it. And then you go, now I know I'm the freaking most non-gay man out there.
I don't think that's how it works.
All this stuff,
because I think when you're trying to find your identity, I think that there has to be something to pique your curiosity. Like, there's something about this man that I'm attracted to, and I would like to try this because I think that I'm gay.
I don't know. All I can say is I guess none of us know.
Yeah.
Well, Travis knows. Yeah. Travis knows.
I can tell you right now.
I think he's secretly trying to turn you guys slowly.
Right. Yes. He's just trying to dabble it out there.
I'm not saying I am. Hey, I'm saying I guess I really shouldn't go around saying I'm not.
Pete, listen, here's the deal. If I suck your dick, I might be gay, but you're just a dude getting a blowjob. You're not gay. Can I suck your dick?
No, yes. I think yes, if you liked Steve. It, you're gay.
Yeah, if you like it, then you're gay.
I don't think so at all. Okay, I'm sorry. I would have to say that there's no way to say no to a blowjob. I mean, a wet hole's a wet hole, right? I mean, if you're thinking about it,
well, just
I could turn the light off. I may not even. Okay, now if it's Jeremy, I'm gonna his beard's gonna tickle my thighs, so I'm gonna be like, that might be a dude. You know what I mean? But in the dark, you might not know the difference. Maybe a calloused hand or something. That doesn't feel like a female's hand. I don't know.
What? How can you describe a female's hand?
Okay, so obviously what we need to do is we need to find a glory hole and stick Steve in it, and then we need to figure out how people feel about that.
All right, so we'll leave that for another one. So let's keep. I know you guys want. You're getting real excited, Steve. So I think we.
Well,
should.
This is some good discussion here.
Oh,
this is some good mature discussion.
Steve is the kind of guy who like will sit down with a gay friend and go,
"What's it like?"
So yeah, how did you know? Like,
I mean, yeah.
How did it happen? Did you just? You bumped up against him and you felt something and you thought, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
So.
This is not cheating.
It's not cheating. It's not cheating because it's your dog.
Yeah.
Or you're just watching ESPN doing the double Dutch runner. I wasn't even touching his dick. I was touching my dick. I was just working his shoulder. Working his shoulder. He was jacking himself off.
Either way, go see Birds of Prey. Get your own opinion on it. It's a good movie.
And go suck dick and get your own opinion on that too.
So Steve can know.
And try green beans, because you can't say you don't like green beans unless you eat them.
You can't. So. How can I lay down these words of wisdom on my kids if I'm not willing to try it, too? And I'm not willing to try it, so it means I'll never know.
Claire, you know what? You know what really pisses me off? That you won't try green beans, considering I tried sucking a dick. I would.
Now, that would be good parenting, but I can't do that. I'm not willing to go that far.
I think you are.
No, I'm not.
I think you have.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm willing to go that far again. How the hell did we get there?
All right, yeah.
Steven opened his mouth.
Yeah. That was a special for all you Legions cast fans out there. That's going to cause quite a stir on the old message boards.
A couple quick things I want to bring up. with the Legions cast talk, which we're going to discuss a little bit here, but Guillermo sent us a great video.
And such a great video.
It was a quick little thing about Gleaming the Cube, and it was the scene that Pete has described as one of the greatest
in cinematic history.
And that is greater than the
Death Star exploding,
skateboarding under a moving semi,
from a convertible to a Pizza Hut delivery truck full of your homies.
And he added some jokes there. I'm gonna try and share that on our page and see if we could do that. We'll see. It might get taken down for copyright reasons, but who knows?
Wasn't it on our page? Isn't that where we saw it?
I thought he sent it to us in a message.
No, it's he posted
it. Was posted
it. Oh yeah,
there?
Yeah. Oh,
because
people were commenting.
Okay,
on it.
Good.
It's
so that
totally
people,
available.
So it's in the support group. Is where it is. So if you're someone that's interested in the support group, that's the place to find it. Really quick, we did actually have a person wanting to join the support group, so I...
Okay. We have a person wanting to join the support group. All right, Travis, who wants to join?
Jeff Yerger.
I can tell you who it's not.
Y-E-R-G-E-R. Jeff Yerger.
I give you Yerger.
His favorite podcast host... Pete, of course.
Man, Pete, you guys are on fire. I'm on a drought.
So, that's what he wrote.
That was a passive-aggressive insult, but I'll take it.
I don't think so.
I know. That's fun, man.
Says how much he loves you.
So, at the end of the day.
Just how much he loves you. All right, real quick. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we have a podcast, a side podcast gig we're doing called Legions Cast.
Sidecast.
Yeah, and it's all about Mythic Legions. We'd love for you to check it out. Obviously, if you enjoy us, you're going to hopefully
gonna
like
think
this.
We're mediocre.
Yeah. It is a PG-13 podcast. We're trying to keep it for everybody. Unfortunately, in the last episode, there was a comment made that got us a little bit of bad publicity.
Well, it got us publicity. I don't believe in bad publicity.
Yep.
So, I mean, people hearing about how much Steve wants to suck our dicks might negatively affect him.
I don't want to. That's the problem.
You got real defensive just now.
Just real quick.
I don't want to suck your dick.
I'm just explaining.
Man, I've only talked about it on three different episodes and then touched your balls once.
Regardless, we are going to talk about this here. And just to a little extent, and really we're going to let Pete kind of have the floor because we have decided to make this a Patreon exclusive. So if you want to really hear what we thought about all of this, you got to head over to Patreon. You got to join, and you will get the opportunity to listen to it.
And it's a 45 minute.
Of just one topic. So it's definitely well worth it. The reality of it is we want to do that for our fans. And to be honest, we really just don't want to publicly run people through the mud. It's not
unless
really.
You're Steve Kennedy or Adam Morgan Freeman Bradley, Adam Bradley Freeman, something whatever his name is.
But in the grand scheme of things, we do think that Pete needs to talk about this because some pretty hurtful things are said about Pete for what we considered a very small joke. Right. And the only way you're going to get to hear it if you haven't seen it or heard it already is to go over to our YouTube channel and watch the Legions Cast Chapter 4 and. Good luck trying to find it, but regardless.
Yeah.
Peter, do you got anything you'd like to say?
You know, it comes down to if you have a problem with an individual, reach out to the individual. The last thing that anybody needs is your reaction to something actually being worse than the original problem. Ever was. I got really loud on Patreon and I said some terrible things on Patreon. It's totally worth the money. So, but one of the examples I'll use, you know, the equivalent of, you know, I'm at the bar and I step on somebody's shoe. And instead of that person saying, "Hey, you stepped on my shoe," and I go, "Hey, sorry about that, man." You get the entire bar to go outside and beat that person up. That's not the way to react. And you actually. It was hypocritical because I was accused of saying a comment that wasn't related to the topic of the podcast. And then somebody bitched about that comment on a Facebook page that comment wasn't related to the content of the Facebook page. It was the exact same thing. The difference was, is my comment was heard by very few people. That post was seen by a lot of people. So the reaction was much worse. And at the end of the day, you can say whatever you want about the comment that I made, which I basically said Democrats are the ones that can decide to change their sexes. It was a transgender liberal kind of joke. It was very quick in passing, and we didn't even really revisit it after that.
Is that offensive, by the way?
I don't think it is, but I'm unoffendable. So
and I am too. So it's hard for me when we talk about this. But isn't the reality of it aren't most transgender people probably Democrat?
I would think most of them would be liberal.
And maybe that's wrong to even say that, you know, kind of stereotype people into something like that. But
I think you could say that most transgender people are Democrat. I don't think you could say most Democrats are transgender. That's probably how that works.
Yeah. So I think that's probably right.
But. When all was said and done, the comment that I made was removed from the podcast episode. It took exactly 2 seconds off the length of that episode. And it was an entire day of Facebook comments. Me making that comment is not as bad as being called a bigot or being called a transphobe or any of the other things that people said to me.
By people who in did large not didn't even, listen even to the hear episode. The comment.
They didn't listen
they
to
had
it.
No idea what comment they were talking about.
No, it was the based original on somebody
post,
else.
The original post referred to the comment as transphobic and vaguely hateful.
Vaguely hateful.
Oh, and then everybody just assumed that, well, that is a correct description of the comment and never listened to the comment. At least from their post, that's what it sounded like. They never even, when some of them people said, I haven't listened, they never really listened to the comment to decide for themselves whether that was even an accurate description. Just went on to say, transphobic comments and blah, 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 there's no place for that here. Well, you didn't even know what the comment was.
And obviously there was a place for it here because I found its place and I inserted it in said place. So, But that's it for me. Like I said, I spoke my piece on the Patreon episode. I'm not going to bog this episode down with a bunch of name calling and wishing terrible things happen to stupid people like I did on the Patreon episode. Feel free to look that up. And if you are at all offended by that Patreon episode, you're a dumbass because you spent money to be offended. So don't be stupid. So.
Yep. And our support group, Mini Pete, was back. We've been a little worried. And then when I say we, probably mostly me. I don't know how you guys feel about Mini Pete, but Mini Pete makes me laugh.
Mini Pete is the apple of my eye. So actually, the hostess cake of my eye probably is a better way to say it. But
Mini Pete can go to hell.
Mini Pete posted one of his famous mashups, and this one, you know, they've all been good in my opinion, but this one just was hilarious. And it was a Family Guy mashup. For the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me crew.
Luke Kula Camp as Herbert the Pervert.
Luke's, I literally almost fell down laughing at that. It was, and I want to go through just a few of these. Mini Pete says, all righty, fat Trump supporters of America. It's time for another My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me mashup. This week it's Family Guy. Vote for your favorite soon to see if the idiot Travis Bowles remembers to read this. F you all with love, Mini Pete. And he said, Brian Bowles, he's always naked and people don't care. He also poops and farts without remorse.
For those of you that watch Family Guy, Brian is a dog. A talking dog.
A talking dog. So. And I am number one with 14 votes, by the way. And partially because I think of this picture that he chose me where I'm sitting with no clothes on playing with a Transformer. Herbert Kulikamp.
It's funny because the other day you were sitting naked with me playing with a transphobic. So that's cool.
From my own experience, he's the only open pervert in this group.
Naked pees and poops, Jesse.
Glenn Rodriguez. He thinks he's blonde. He's not. He thinks he's cool. He's not. He thinks he's American. He's not.
Giggity.
Adam Moore, he's grim, he's old, he needs a nurse due to his age, but he'll cut you all right.
And that's great because that character is voiced by Adam West, or is Adam West, you know, yeah. He's the mayor. It's so good.
Stevie Scooter, you can't trust someone that sounds like a grown-up but is not allowed to ride stuff in Disney due to height restrictions.
So that's supposed to say Stewie Scooter, isn't it?
Yeah,
probably.
It says Stevie. Yeah.
Well, Mini Pete, sometimes the translation and stuff doesn't come across too well. Cleveland Kelman, same swag, same vocal tone. You'll never go back with this one.
The only black guy on Family Guy is Andre Kelman.
Chris Bushotti. Well,
there's Wally the... oh, gosh. It's hot outside.
Oh, Ollie. So, yeah. Hey, we never go to Ollie for weather. It's raining. Yeah. which is just all that is. It's a dig at Al Roker. That's all that is. And then, Jesus Christ, Peter's wife,
Lois.
Yeah. Had an ex-boyfriend that ends up buying the bar in the later episodes. A big buff black guy, which could have been Kelman too.
Chris Bashotti, if Steve had the change, he'll have the same gay He-Man haircut. His chromosome count is a subject of debate among many.
I don't think so.
They're both Pete. He's the star of the show. He doesn't care to say things the way they are. Facebook groups he just started. And that's comparing you to
Peter Griffin.
Peter. Yep. So some good stuff. Made me laugh.
Yeah, that was really good.
I mean, Mini Pete is, he is funny.
Fucking savage.
He is savage. Just funny, man. Oh, good stuff. All right. I did have a little bit of toy drama.
You do?
Yeah, not just a couple really little quick ones, I think, because I know how you guys like it quick.
Steve doesn't know. He's never tried it. He might not get long. He's not sure.
Eric Emman to G.I. Joe Uncensored. Being new to collecting Joe as an adult and having missed out on what I've heard was many years of complaining from aging entitled Joe fans who apparently haven't been happy with anything Hasbro has done since 1986, despite collecting much of it, I now get to experience firsthand their whining and irrational criticism that seems to result from being blinded by their nostalgia-colored glasses. LOL. Hashtag get a life.
And I thought that was a great post.
Yeah, it's
yeah, I saw that.
Got a picture of Scarlet and the new 6-inch Scarlet, which, I'm going to be honest, does look beautiful.
No, I think Scarlet is actually, because Scarlet has the tan boots anyways,
yep.
She does look decent.
That's the opinion from our entitled aging.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nostalgic colored glasses, Steven.
There you go.
Yep.
At least I know what I like.
Well, you don't know what you like because you're not sure if you like sucking dick.
When it comes to G.I. Joe, I know what I like because I tried it all.
Eddie DeLangio posted in Comic Book Collecting, I'm going to implore all of you to please stop reading and sharing stories from We Got This Covered.
I love that.
And the headline is, that Henry Cavill as Wolverine and Captain Marvel 2 rumor has the sketchiest source ever. And that is because it's coming from We Got This Covered, which apparently loves to post things and rarely is right. Had you guys heard that Cavill, they were talking Cavill for Wolverine?
Yeah, no, that's,
I did.
Yeah.
I watched a whole Twitter thing on it. Okay. I read a whole Twitter feed on it.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about it? What did you think about him as Wolverine?
I don't believe it because, I mean, he's contracted for The Witcher. And, I mean, are you solely talking about just him as actually portraying the character or, like, you know,
both.
How he will do or, you know, just the fact that you...
How would he do? Yeah. I'm with you. I don't think I don't think he's playing Wolverine. But
you're right. Yeah,
would you like him as Wolverine?
No.
I think I could watch Henry Cavill rake leaves.
I'm with you.
Me too. I think he has the range to pull it off. But I will tell you that, I mean, in my hunt for, I'm telling you right now, the one that is the most stuck in my craw. And damn it, now I gotta think. I liked Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter. I kind of thought that would be interesting, but then somebody in that Twitter article,
posted, he is 4 foot tall, so that works.
Well, yeah, but he's bigger now because he's grown up. So
no, he
I
didn't
think really
grow.
Danny DeVito was going to be it. Did you guys see that? Hear about that?
That was so good.
You know who I would love is Eastwood. Scott.
Clint? He's like 80.
His son.
Scott.
He's dreamy.
He is dreamy.
Oh,
and I just, he looks like Wolverine to me.
Scott Can, or Khan, is who I want.
Oh, I know that guy. Yeah. Okay. I know.
With the, you give him the chops in.
I don't know if he's got movie star acting ability. I know he's been on Hawaii Hot 5-0 or
dude,
whatever.
He's Tweeter in Varsity Blues. I need some ass. Billy Bob, I'm about to fuck your pig. But
have
no,
you
like,
seen Billy Bob?
What?
Recently? Have you seen Billy
he's
Bob?
Dead.
Yeah. No, he's no, jacked.
He's
yeah,
jacked.
About, yeah,
he's... No, he's not. Motherfucker. You know what? That's not Ethan Suplee.
Oh.
Oh, he's a big flat white guy. He must be the same in everything that he's ever done.
I can say that stuff because I am a big fat white guy.
Billy Bob died a few years back.
Okay, you're right.
Okay?
Yeah, that is the
Ethan Suplee.
What did Ethan Suplee
is jacked
play
now.
In?
He was in Mallrats. He's in Remember the Titans.
Oh, Remember
he's
the
in...
Titans. I'm getting mixed up with.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Say it.
Yeah. It's the same thing as Varsity Blues. It is.
I just got excited
I
talking about Buff Guy. So
I'm. Okay.
They're all the same. I thought what that wasn't Andre the Giant in Varsity Blues. I thought that was Andre.
I don't even remember Varsity Blues.
I don't want your life, Steven. I don't.
You couldn't handle my life. But I don't. I don't. I don't even. What is that movie?
Most vanilla fucker in the room. You could
so vanilla. So vanilla. You have no idea what it's like to go to work for 8 hours, but only work for two, then take a nap every day. It's rough.
That is not accurate.
Oh, my God.
The nap is probably accurate.
Oh, my God. Oh. Billy Bob did actually lose a ton of weight in adulthood, but he did die recently.
Joshua,
last couple years.
Joshua Bueno says, y'all motherfuckers can give 850 comic sources why one character can beat another character, but you can't fucking fact check clickbait shit links like this. Shit's frustrating as hell. Ain't that the truth? Gary Rickleman. And that wraps up Toy Trauma.
All right. Nice.
Let's talk about some toys.
Yeah.
Real quick, something just dawned on me. Mm. So we did the Patreon episode this morning.
Yep.
And Steven used the pink iPod for that. And then I noticed he switched over to the iPad for this show.
Right.
And I was just curious as to why.
So, Pete, there's something we got to tell you. We didn't trust that you were going to be able to keep it under control. So we really didn't record a Patreon episode.
Okay.
That was just to let you get it off your chest and let you get calmed down. So for the real episode, you'd be much more relaxed.
So after this, we're going to record the Patreon episode.
No, we're not. So because here's how this goes down. If you guys don't post that actual recorded Patreon episode, I will get on the Cabal today, and I will handle that shit.
Live!
I will handle that shit. And then I will share it on Source Horseman.
So, Steve walks in this morning and says to me, "So, we got a problem. Is Pete here?" See the pink iPod in his hand, and I immediately start laughing. Like, I just can't. I'm like, so, Steven, what happened?
Well, if you remember last week, we recorded a super long episode, and that forced, I was having trouble uploading that episode here, which is usually what I do. Since we've gotten the new iPad, that just stays right here at the studio, and I upload it to a Dropbox file before I leave. Well, last week that was not happening. So I had to take the iPad that usually stays here home for a week and try to deal with it at my house, which I expertly did, and that is why you have episode 169 to listen to. No one said thank you for that, but, you know, that's just what I do.
He tells now, stories like old people fuck. It's just so slow. I can't.
So I had to go home, but when I went to turn left at my house, there was a car parked there, so I had to turn right.
Well, what's funny, too, is they just put, and I never noticed, is they just put a new street sign there on the corner. And it's, I don't know why they went, it was actually on the northwest corner, it's on the northeast corner, I don't know why they changed that.
And it's a yield sign, but usually when you see a yield, it's got a white and then...
Right.
A diamond, but this one didn't have the white.
I didn't know what that meant. Is it still a yield sign? Is that a neighborhood association sign? Is it even a legal, like, documented county sign? I don't know.
They don't like the length of my story, but they've just added 2 minutes to it. Since I took it home, I'm not used to bringing it back and forth, so I didn't think to charge it, because it's usually always here just charged. So I thought, well, I got it covered. I resurrect the pink iPod. I grab the iPad. I plug the pink iPod into my car.
Because that was dead too, right?
Because I was dead too. And so then we could record the Patreon episode on the pink iPod while the new iPad was getting enough juice to record our main show. See, I took care of it expertly.
You did. I'm proud of you, Steve. Yep.
I have no idea what's going on.
It took every ounce of strength to not reach out and punch you in the fucking face.
When I said that,
I was like, if this motherfucker, I swear to God, I am going to punch him in the fucking face. I wanted to hurt you. I wanted to cause you physical pain for a second there. No, let this play out. In 18 minutes, when Steve's done with the story, you'll have your answer. Don't punch Travis.
That was a spur of the moment. I was like, oh,
that was pretty good.
That was good. That was off the cuff. And Steve even jumped on the bandwagon. Ugh. Like, well played, boys. Just, you almost got punched.
It would have been worth it. I just wish it would have been recorded on YouTube. Oh, holy shit. All right.
Fuck you, I'm not doing it. Thanks, UPS guy!
Alex has brought in a wide assortment of toys here.
I would say so. And they all look very nice.
Alex, how do you feel about going first, buddy?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Actually, I'm just quite amazed by this. You know, it's been mentioned before on the podcast that Steve's a great poser, and he's amazing. What he's doing with these toys is great. I need to bring them home to my house.
So,
and honestly, though, you got to think of all the years he's had posing. He's been posing as a great podcast host. He's been posing as a straight man. I mean, he's been posing for a long time.
That is true.
Doesn't it when you so when someone says that Steve is a great poser, don't you? You kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. But then when you actually see what he does, isn't it kind of like creepy?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like
and nerve wracking because you're waiting for him to break something.
Yeah, and I know with his big old meat hooks there and his sausage fingers. I'm like, holy shit!
Big old meat hooks.
but no, it's anything better than I can do. It makes it look so easy.
Are you guys in like static poses in your display? You know, they might be. You might put them like in their iconic pose,
yeah, like a flight mode. Yeah, I mean they're nothing to this range. I mean, like this Beast Boy, I had him like this. You know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's definitely. Yeah, I'm impressed. Definitely, it's really good.
So. I have tried to get better at this, and it still is just like I love when Steve comes over to my house and plays with my toys because then, like you said, that's how they go exactly right back on the shelf.
But he has there's a way about him. Like I don't like the physics don't make sense to me. Like I try to do what he does,
yeah,
and I know what an iconic Iron Man pose is. You know, his iconic landing pose, is. Iron Man, and I can't get any Iron Man figure I've ever had to do that.
Right.
He does it, and he's doing the land, but he's also fucking, you know, polar blasting at the same time. I gotta give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't know how good he is at sucking dick, but he can pose.
We don't know, and we probably never will.
He's good with his hands, we know that.
He's
much.
Good with his hands, yeah, so. Is this Green Goblin, or what is this?
Demogoblin,
That's a Marvel character, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I did bring some.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I bring some Marvel Legends stuff, but yeah, the core of that.
I want you to go through.
I'm so glad you guys said. I was just about to really start complimenting DC here for a second.
Yeah, no.
Danger averted.
Put that away.
I've actually been having a good time posing these DC figures. I would love for Eric to.
It started as a
joke. No, that's just wrong because I wasn't even joking. I just
that
really,
time it was
that
actually
was just
racist.
A slip.
That's okay.
Alex, I would like to know, what are these figures? Are these all the same line? Because they don't feel like it.
No. Okay. They are, you know, going along with the DC multiverse stuff that we were talking about earlier in the toy news. Majority of these figures are from the last wave, which it consists of, obviously, Starfire, Beast Boy, John Stewart, Green Lantern. There's Black Lightning, which I didn't bring, and there's also Wally West, which I didn't bring. And all of them combined, the Build-A-Figure or the... CNC, Collect and Connect, they call it, is this Ninja Batman, which out of all these figures, I mean, they're all great figures. And I got one in here, too, that's a DC Essentials Catwoman.
Okay. Catwoman and this Green Lantern are not from the same wave?
Yes.
They feel like they are.
So the Catwoman and this Wonder Woman are two different waves, two different things.
Okay.
But, yeah, the Nightwing you got in your hand, the Green Lantern, Beast Boy... This is all DC Multiverse right here.
Is Multiverse still going?
Yes. Yeah, and this is the newest one right here, this Harley Quinn. This is from the newest one, the McFarlane stuff.
Okay.
Which out of this new wave, there's the Hellbat. There's the Iron Man with the...
Yep.
Superman with his armor. There's animated series, Green Lantern animated series, Batman, Superman... And at the toy swap party, I did bring that Batman.
Yeah. So. Why can't they get their scales right?
Why is Harley Quinn taller than Batman?
I am kind of disappointed about that, which with, you know, McFarlane taking over, it seems like he's going to this new 7-inch scale, which the older DC Multiverse, which you're seeing here, is all the same scale. So, yes, I am kind of sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sucks because I'll maybe have to get new ones and...
Yeah,
because this line was actually really good, and they had, you know, just like any line, they have their shit figure, they have
a
good figure. But I mean, this I like it, and like I said, I like the characters. I mean, you should see the old one that I had, the DC Universe Classics that I had of
John Stewart.
It was horrible. This one's way better, And the Ninja Batman that Travis got in his hand right now, if anybody's got, you know, you got time or you want something to watch, you know, I've said it before in the past, is the DC animated stuff is really good. And if you can watch watch that movie, it's great because, I mean, it involves, you know, Batman time traveled back into feudal Japan, which essentially involves samurais, Zords, or you know, like robots.
Yeah,
it's all. It's really weird, but it's and again, it's you know, kind of takes premise from the that line of Star Wars figures. That
yeah,
they've done.
Do you have the Shogun series?
Yeah, Shogun. Yeah, there yep. you go. Yeah, which I like that aspect of, and that movie was really good. So if you know, it's weird, but it's good. So
that cape is amazing.
I think this figure is amazing.
How do I say this? The figure is incredibly well done.
Yeah,
it's beautifully sculpted. It's beautifully painted. The whole premise that you just explained to me about that movie, I threw up in my mouth.
I have heard that the movie's really good.
Yeah, and it's weird as shit, but it's like I said, it's just a new take on it. It's something you don't see every day, and it's
so. Does Joker travel back too?
Yes.
Okay. Because yeah, I know Joker's in it.
Yeah, Gorilla Grodd creates some kind of time travel machine, and it brings back everybody from Arkham Asylum. Him, Poison Ivy, Two-Face, Penguin.
Well, see, now, come back. Now that to me is a little bit more intriguing.
Yes.
And I watched, really enjoyed, and I'm not caught up, but the first few seasons of The Flash, I really enjoyed, and I loved the Gorilla Grodd stuff on there, and I mean, it's, so I can see where that might tickle my fancy a little bit. And that sounds bizarre enough to where I have to give it a shot.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what really drew me to it. I mean, right. Ninja Batman. And then all of a sudden you start seeing the story. And it's an anime style, which, you know, I don't mind anime. I like anime to an extent. I'm not one of those extremists. But
what platform is that movie available on? Do you know?
I mean, it's on I got it on Blu-ray. It's on DC Universe. So if you guys are
subscribed
to DC Universe.
Oh, cool. Yep, I have that. All right.
You can see it on that.
How do you guys watch? Have you guys ever watched DC Universe on your television?
I have. I'm on Apple TV, so yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I can't find a way to get it on my TV. Like I have. I mean, I have Amazon. I have Google Cast. I might have to just Google Cast it from you know, from my iPad. I just, like, I have PlayStation Store, I have Amazon, I have all this stuff. I just, give me a DC app to download so I can just have it on my TV, you know?
Yeah, if you got Apple TV, you can do it that way, but obviously...
yeah, because that's how I have it. I have the app on my iPad, you know, so
yeah, they have a lot of good content. I mean, I'll be honest, I canceled it, but I'm going to re-pick it up again, so we'll see.
I kept it for the rainy day of being able to jump on and pick up a comic and read it on my iPad if I'm ever sitting somewhere. Like, I have a few of them on there that I want to read. I carry stuff with me all the time when I'm at work because we'll get stuck, like, on a down power line. And I'm sitting there. I'll sit there for 6 hours and wait for consumers, like on a storm night or something. Mm-hmm. And so that's the main reason I kept the DC, because I can sit in the freaking fire truck and watch... You know, watch the DC shows or read DC comics, and so
yeah, it's a good app and good place to get all your DC content. So,
go ahead.
This one I wanted to show you guys. I don't know if you guys have owned any Mayfax stuff.
I gotta poop.
I don't. I've seen Mayfax stuff. I don't know, Travis. Do you have any Mayfax stuff?
Yes, he does. I've had and sold, I believe. I don't know if I have anything left on my shelf.
Yeah, because I got this Wonder Woman thinking, you know, oh, this is a cool Wonder Woman. It's, you know, we'll see. And then regarding the scale you were mentioning, yeah, she's way out of scale when you look at it compared to the other ones. So
Mayfax always was smaller, it seemed like.
Yeah, but they say they label them as 6-inch, but it's like, it seems way smaller than 6-inch. So.
And it's hard, too, because, like, Legends is, I think, 7-inch, too, you know, for the most part. I think it's closer to 7. Can I see the Wonder Woman?
She's a cool figure. I like it. It's very, the face is really good.
Oh, face is beautiful. The joints were always weird on Mayfexes.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with Catwoman. She's a beautiful figure.
And again, that's the DC Essentials Nightfall Catwoman, which there's more figures coming out of that line. There's the Nightfall Batman, which is the blue and gray Batman. There's Sinestro. There's a bunch of characters, and I got some of them at home, too, but it's like, yeah, I seen this one. I got it from from Tardy's, which if you guys need any toys, that's where to go in Grand Rapids, Michigan there.
Also, I really like I like the Harley Quinn. I like her construction. I like her build. I like her shape. She's pretty cool. I mean, if I had to get nitpicky on it, I'd like to them somehow have figured out a way to get some thigh swivel in there. It makes it hard to really pose her in that feminine pose. But I mean, I got it as close as I thought I could get it without breaking it. you know, the hip cocked to the side. There's a name for that. A pasta something. I can't, like, pasta Alfredo. But I'm not sure. Anyway, she's really beautifully painted and beautifully sculpted. She's a winner. Beast Boy is, I really wish they would have, what line is Beast Boy?
It's the DC Multiverse.
The DC Multiverse. Yeah. Really cool figure. His head is really, you don't got too much, you can't make him look up. Which is always bad in a figure that you're going to want crouched. If you're going to crouch him, you're going to lean him forward, and then you're going to want his head to be able to look up, and he can't do that very well at all.
I agree, yep.
And that, so that's kind of irritating. But he's a cool sculpt. He's a good-looking figure. Nice paint job. Legs work good. But, yeah. Amazing stuff.
And then I got the Legends stuff, which I don't know if you guys have reviewed or talked about those.
We haven't talked about this, have we?
Not loose for sure. I think we might have talked about some of the stuff, but I haven't built mine, so.
So this is a build a figure that I'm playing with?
Yeah.
Because you got the Shang-Chi.
Yeah, Shang-Chi. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got the whole wave. I just haven't opened all the Spider-Mans yet. It's a beautiful figure.
Is this Hobgoblin?
Demigoblin.
Demigoblin. We probably already said that. Yeah. No, he's really cool. I mean, the stand and everything is part of the build a figure.
Yeah, that comes with
the stand. I like that. He's got he flies around on some flame glider thing, and it really looks cool. And very, easily posable to get him in
You better leave him in that pose, because I'm gonna.
You take them the way they are.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Hopefully they'll stay that way on the way home. So, then I got the Super Skrull. If you've seen that,
yeah, the Super Skrull. Trev, man, he's really cool.
You know what's funny is I don't think I let Kane put mine together, and I don't think we put the fire on his fist like it's supposed to be. Like I remember looking at it, going, "God, the fire! I can't figure out how it fits on something."
You pray we're trying to do this.
I don't know. I don't even know if we put it on his. I don't know what we did.
I thought it was Johnny Storm's his accessory for him, but I didn't. But it turns out it was for his, the Super Skrull.
Maybe that's what we did too.
And there's two of them. There's two flame effects. In yeah. There, so yeah.
Huh.
One's smaller than that one, obviously. But
what do you think about the line, the Fantastic Four line, compared to the the classic?
They're good. I really only got it for the Super Skrull.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
the Skrull's amazing.
I like my old version. They're fine.
What do you think about Reed's fingers?
Stupid.
I don't understand that.
What's wrong with Reed's fingers?
Finger blast, Reed. They stretch out.
Oh, finger blast. I'm going to finger blast my girlfriend.
So yeah. They, to give Reed a stretching effect, that's the arms that his first one had.
Yes.
So this next one, they gave it that he was extending his fingers.
Okay.
And it just... is creepy.
No, I didn't like it, so I wish they would have done something like the old, I think, Mattel days, or basically when they had I don't even know what brand it was, but it was from the movie figures, with, Jessica Alba and whatever his name is, where his actually body extended, his arms extended. I mean, granted, it's not much of a posable figure, but something, with the technology they got nowadays, I think they could come up with something else more.
Those extending fingers, like, I can't even envision what he would be doing to do that. I mean, I can't even grasp it.
Sliding underneath the door, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
It was just weird. And I get it. Reed's power is not an easy one to...
Right.
I get it. The arms made sense. I just... It is a hard thing to do, but... so weird. I love this Super Skrull figure, though.
Yeah, and it's really good because they can come with... if you buy another... torso and two legs. I mean, you got essentially another figure here because I think Thing comes with two heads, and then, you know, you got the different arms with Hulk, She-Hulk, I believe.
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, you can make more than one figure for, you know, you don't have to buy two waves, flip two full waves to get two figures.
No. So, which I need to do is I need to pick up those other figures to get, make a little Skrull army.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they go on clearance or something so I can really army build it.
Well, on Megalopolis, I think they're like $15 a piece or something like
that. That's not bad at all. Yeah, if you're a Marvel fan, this Super Skrull is nice, and it's an upgrade. It's funny, Kane looked at my Toy Biz ones, and he's like, "Ah, I like the Toy Biz one better."
Some of those were good.
Yeah, they had some neat stuff to them, but I don't know. I really love this one.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, he's a cool figure. Yeah, these are great looking figures. You know, I've always enjoyed DC stories. The figures usually have not done it for me. I mean, don't get me wrong, classics were cool.
Right.
But I've never really, you know, and that McFarlane Superman I saw, his legs were too skinny. The new one,
Because the animated version, I did not like. Look like he had a mullet coming from the back.
The animated ones don't do anything for me.
No.
And the other one is I don't know, it's just something about his legs just look too skinny. I don't know, he's just not. But it's hard because you got to find that balance because classics were like jacked, you know, and you know, and then so you're trying to find that balance, and I don't really know what the answer is.
You know, I don't know if I brought Ernie in, but Icons, which is I think scaled with this one or this one. That line was a great line, and those figures.
I love that Superman.
That one is really good, and I got a Harley Quinn that's amazing, and then there, what is it, the Bombshell line through DC. It's like. Those are some of the best lines they made.
It just seems like there's so many lines.
There is, and they can't get it together, it seems like, because it's just... I don't really know. I'm sure there's some logistics behind it, but it's like... It's a shame that, they couldn't...
It's just like it must be like Warner Brothers or some there's something going on that they just can't have the people that make the decisions in the same room and, hey, let's do this with our movies. I think that's another thing that bothered me about Birds of Prey. Mm. Kind of like Joker. They really glorify the bad guys. And I understand. I mean, Harley's a bad guy. She's a monster. And
no, she's not. She's stressed out and she's depressed and she eats like a girl. It's always, you know, they got to show it's okay to eat when you're a girl. So she's always talking about, like, oh, they got the best food right here because I'm depressed because Mr. Joey J doesn't like me right now and I'm going to show him. It's like that stuff, you know what I mean? I guess if you like watching, like, Housewives movies and drama stuff on TLC, you probably would like the Birds of Prey movie.
Sure.
What else you got here, Alex?
This is kind of this is old. This is I kind of got this from a local comic book shop. Just mentioned Tardy's, but I guess I kind of wanted to channel Scoot a little bit and kind of just maybe make his kind of essentially bring him in here a little bit because it's about the scale of him. You know, it's about his size.
It is.
You know, it's a little guy. So, but no, this is from a series. It's a Gundam. It's a Mobile Suit Gundam. It's basically a character. Person's inside. They control the robot. I think Bill, Joe Crazy Bill, he's starting to get into the...
He's a Gundam guy.
He's trying to build those. And, I mean, this is from a series that I've really enjoyed over the years. And it's another thing, if you can enjoy just like, you know, some of this DC animated stuff, check that out. It's called G Gundam. It's a great storyline with some great figures and great, you know, robots that... I don't know if I should really get into the nerdy aspect of it in terms of what it's about. I mean, it's... Oh, gosh.
This is a pretty cool figure.
Yeah.
It does have some posability. I don't know if Steve should, you know, be the one doing it. but it's pretty cool looking. I've never watched or read anything Gundam related.
And again, there's so many, and this is one of the fewer ones, but, you know, this is a series set in the future century where space colonies represent countries that have agreed to hold on an organized fight tournament known as the Gundam Fight. Every 4 years, they settle their political differences in a place of war. Each colony has a representative fighter, piloting giant humanoid mecha called Gundams to battle Earth until one is left, and the winning one earns the right to govern all the colonies until the next one. So
it's a pretty cool looking toy for sure.
Yeah, the premise is cool. The robots are cooler.
But this isn't one of the buildable ones, is it?
No.
This doesn't feel like that.
No, this, and gosh, that's pretty old, so.
And not a model by any means.
No. There's so many versions of these things, and I think, you know, I have some of the ones that you actually build at home. But
I think, yeah, they're selling at Walgreens now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
So.
It's a cool figure. It'd look neat on a shelf. I have no attachment to it by any means, so it's not something I would buy, but it does look cool.
Like I said, it was that specific one is just really, I like it a lot, so especially me, so it's...
What's that run?
Actually, I got a good deal. It's like $15.
Oh, okay.
Again, it's an older one, so it's used, so yep. It's nothing new, so...
Still pretty cool. Nice.
Feeling drained, Pete? Get it.
Pete's exhausted.
You got anything, Steven?
I don't have anything this week.
Wow.
I mean, I picked up some Mythic Legions from you yesterday. Mm-hmm. And
excited about that.
Did some things, but we've talked about those figures before. There's no surprises there. So, yeah, go ahead.
The Foosh has a sale going on right now, or did. I think it might still be going, but Articulated Icons, the Deluxe Ninja Builder, the white one. This is the one that is perfect for if you want to create a Storm Shadow figure. It comes with a ton of stuff, absolute ton of stuff. $20.
Yeah, if you can get this for $20, it might be a good investment because the chances that the Storm Shadow we're going to get from Hasbro is going to have some pretty cool gold boots. So if you don't want that and you want a more traditional looking Storm Shadow. That looks like the actual figure we love. This might be your best chance.
I would say they are they're actually six.
Oh.
So they're actually kind of small compared to Marvel Legends, but it actually works because, you know, when you're thinking of ninjas, Asians.
Oh, really? Short. You're going to go there, huh?
Oh, here we go.
Did you think about how that might hurt somebody? If anybody's out there listening to this that just got hurt by Travis, I'm sorry. I would never do that. Neither would Pete.
I also picked up for a screaming deal from Glenn LaGuardia. I picked up.
I love how we just make a thing out of calling people the wrong stuff.
I picked up Eagleless, American Eagle Warrior, and this is actually Nimitus.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Nitmus. Timmus. Whatever.
Let me see.
It's, and with the wings, he ended up getting a case of these at ZoloCon, and then he put them up in our group for listeners, and he actually, a pretty dang good deal. So I jumped on.
Another reason to join Patreon.
Yeah, I jumped on and grabbed a couple of them. And I love that figure.
Now, is this the one that, obviously, this is the American flag, American one.
Yep. There is another one, too.
Yeah, I thought there was a different one.
There is another one, too.
Like a bald eagle, right?
Yes. Okay. Yep. This, I think, was the first one they did with the American flag, and then they did the one that has, like, actually American flag colored wings. Right.
Eagleless.
Eagleless. Eagleless.
Does that come with, no, it doesn't. Never mind.
It came with wings. He set wings as well, but it's just red, like the cardinal wings, which color-wise still work pretty good with this bird. And the wings aren't exactly cheap or easy to get. So that was pretty cool. I was happy with it. And then I got this custom from Steven in a little trade deal last night. And I'm starting to really love that Steve just loves to do some paint work on things. And then get another basic figure just so he could paint that one as well. As long as he gets this picture taken with it and, you know, you recognize that he's the one that did the awesome work on it. This has got some custom pieces from some Spawn stuff.
Yeah.
Some claws. I don't know, where did you get the fur?
Spawn. No.
I have that same one.
Yeah, I think that's
the
Spawn.
Horse one.
It's the horse
rider.
Yeah.
The guy, yeah. And I absolutely love this. We'll take a picture of it. I think we shared it already on Legion's Cast, but it's pretty darn cool. He just looks like a bad dude, man. It's a Mythic Legion orc who's got a little doctored up and some white paint.
$25 for it?
Wait, you can get a deal to work that out with Travis.
Already mine. Already mine.
It's in my hand. So
you got any more of these?
Do I got more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. $80.
$30. But dude, if you go on there right now.
Oh, they're still there?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. I mean, worth checking out.
And where's it at? You said the Foosh? No.
Hobby Lobby shared in our thread.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in our group chat. So that link was in there. Well worth it. For $20, that figure is screaming. So. All right, that wraps it up for me, Peter.
Last time I looked at that thread, I think there was like 24,700 comments. So,
Pete ain't got time for you guys.
Nope.
You got anything, Pete?
I don't.
Look at that.
That wraps up. Thanks, UPS guy.
All right. What else we got? TVs, movies, and trailers. We got anything we want to talk about? Should probably gloss over Clone Wars, which I know you guys don't care about, but I do. Do you watch it?
I haven't got into. I seen the trailer for the new season.
Yeah,
it looks amazing. I guess I'm. I was going to ask you about that. What I mean, what are you hoping they fill with this last season, and what do you kind of questions do you think they hope you answer? I guess.
I would just hope there's kind of some resolution between Anakin and Ahsoka. They kind of, you know, the old season kind of left with her leaving the Jedi Order and just walking off and leaving Anakin standing there alone. I think that probably should and could be worked into a little bit of Anakin's fall. I mean, Ahsoka, other than Padme and Anakin, I think Ahsoka was probably one of the more important people in his life. And she's a well-developed character who is beloved. And I think that, you know, I think that would be a good way to ease this transition. I hope this takes us right up to where Revenge of the Sith starts.
Yeah, when they're in the space battle and all that.
Yeah,
like going to Dooku ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Yep. And then but again, didn't Ahsoka come back and fight again? I don't watch much, and I'm.
So Ahsoka returned in Rebels.
Right. That's what I thought.
But Rebels has jumped way into. You know, it's after. It's right before. I think it starts 5 years before Skywalker. We meet Skywalker, Luke, in A New Hope. So 5 years-ish before the Battle of Yavin, I believe. Now the time, she shows up at the end of the first season, if I remember right, and I could be wrong on that, but I know. And so, you know, that's a much older, we're looking at somebody that's, you know, it's been at least 15 years or so since that happened. Now we're going right back to, you know, right around the time she left.
Oh, okay.
They never really said what happened after she left, where she went, where she's been. You know, just, okay, boom, she's back, and she's kind of, she was Fulcrum, so she was giving information to the rebellion, the fledgling starting out rebellion at that time in Rebels. So, yeah, this is going to put a, you know, I mean, does an apprentice walk off, leave you on the steps of the Jedi Temple, and Anakin and her never speak again until they meet in Rebels? I mean, I don't think so. I don't think that happens.
Yeah, I guess I definitely like to know about all that stuff, but it's, for me, it's like, it's what Pete's doing right now. It's like kind of boring.
Is it?
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's hard for me. I've been trying to get in. I started with Clone Wars, the series, and I think I'm on season two, and it's just. They don't obviously all follow each other. It's not one long storyline. They kind of, there's different stories. And which one do you follow? Which one do you not? I mean,
well,
it's like for me, I'm just.
Do you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
So Disney Plus does have, I stumbled upon, it's an essential episodes of Clone Wars.
Oh, really?
And I think that is meant to bring you up to the new season speed.
Okay, then maybe I should watch that.
Try that.
Okay.
I'll tell you that first. Also, you can go online and it's pretty easy to find because, you know, the thing about the Clone Wars series is it's not chronological.
Right, yeah, it's a lot of filler episodes.
It's not even happening in chronological order, you know? Right. Some of the episodes later and happened before earlier episodes in Lucas fashion. Right. But you can go online and find a list of the actual chronological order that you should watch the episodes in, which is actually kind of fun. I've done that.
Yeah, I'll have to do that, so, yeah.
And also, again, I would tell you that series really, really, for me, picks up in season three and gain steam all the way up through.
Okay. Well, I think that's where I'm at. I'm at, like I said, season two. So we'll see. I'll have to try it again.
Yeah. So no, and I'm enjoying the new episodes. Two episodes are in of the Bad Batch arc. The Bad Batch is pretty cool. It is, and I'm not going to spoil anything here really, but it is clones that have defects, but they're desirable defects. So in other words, if for some reason a clone might come out that is ridiculously strong. Okay, he doesn't fit like the other clones, so right. He's a defect, but they're like, well, we can use this. And so there's this group of the Bad Batch clones that all have kind of, you could say, superpowers. And it's very fun to see them in action. They're kind of like an elite, nobody knows about them. They bring them in under certain situations and send in. And I'm really having fun with that so far. I like the new style. I like the new animation. Anakin, they've made Anakin look, they've updated his look. He looks a little closer to what he would look like in Revenge of the Sith. I can't wait to see Ahsoka.
Yeah.
some wrapping up stuff with Rex. Rex is a, people love the character Rex. I love the character Rex. Just a lot of good stuff. So I'm hopeful, and I think that especially with fans that were there with the old series, I think they're probably eating this up. I can't wait to hear how successful the Return of Clone Wars is on Disney Plus.
Definitely check it out.
Anything else that you can think of? Now that I've put you guys to sleep.
Nothing in the TV realm for me, really.
How was the horror movie you went and saw?
Invisible Man wasn't bad. It was actually pretty fun, you know, technology take on it, and it was a suspense. Heidi screamed like 3 or 4 times throughout the movie, so we enjoyed it. Would I say run out and go see it? No, but if you like suspense, it was very weird to me, and this is going to sound like I'm such a pig. Oh yeah, because I am. The main character is just not attractive, and I said to my wife, I said, if they would have had a hot chick playing the main character role, I probably would have liked this movie more.
Isn't the main character an Invisible Man?
No, that's the bad guy.
No, the female centers the story.
Oh.
Yeah, she's getting stalked by her ex. Yeah. Well, her.
He's just a plot device.
Yeah, I mean, so, I know why she's the main character from A Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale,
whatever it is, yeah.
Never watched it.
Yeah, I haven't either. I've heard it's really good, but so I understand why she's in it. She's a good actress. She does a great job in this movie, but I'm just such a pig that I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this woman run around screaming. Like, I kind of want it to be a hot chick.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Just a pig.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Straight up pig.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then you guys talked already about the Batman and the going back to DC, the Robert Pattinson.
You know, we never really talked about the
Robert Pattinson.
The reveal.
And then some of the stuff you've seen. Have you seen some of the stuff online and like some of the
him on the bike?
Shots? Yeah, the bike. And
yeah, the bike with the training wheels on it, which I think are just for production. But, you know, they'll probably be... yeah, they showed Robert Pattinson, and it must be something they'll probably digitally take off later.
Yeah, so it won't be
But
there.
It shows the Bat bike with training wheels on it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Is the Bat logo the two pieces of the gun that killed his parents? Is that a
that's
real
thing?
That's
what I heard.
I heard that, too.
True.
I don't know if that's true, either.
It does look
I
like
think
it's...
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It does look like it's hodgepodge metal
right.
pieces.
It could be, yeah.
to make. Can I say something here I've never said before? Can I just, like, open up to you guys about something I've been meaning to tell you for a long time?
We know,
you,
Steve.
Oh,
we
say you,
know.
You
we
told
know.
Us you wanted to suck our dick earlier.
I did not say that. I did not say that. That's not at all.
We're here for it.
I think Batman sucks. Oh, I know. I see. Alex is right here wearing a Batman shirt, and I hate to say that because Alex is a nice guy, and I really want him to like me. But right from the Michael Keaton Batman just sucks. Like, I was all excited when I was little, you know, 89, Michael Keaton, new Batman. Everybody's making a big deal about Jack Nicholson. I didn't know who the hell that was at the time because I was a little kid. And everything, and, you know, Prince is doing the bat dance thing and everything, and I'm like, this is going to be so freaking cool, and then I see it, and I'm like, that guy can't even turn his head.
I love that movie.
Why is he cool? He looks like he can't even move.
Just that version or him in general?
The fact that you why he's cool explains a lot to me.
I don't get it. And then you get Joker dancing through with a guy named Bob, and the toy sucks because he does this straight-legged kick and he has a wide crotch.
Coming from you with He-Man figures, seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
So I'm like, okay, this is cool, you know, blah, blah, I guess it's cool. I kind of told myself I think it's cool. But really, I realized that I never really did think it was cool. And then the next movie comes out with the Penguin, and I'm like, Danny DeVito is a villain? What? And you go, rah, rah, rah. What the? Who, what? There's little penguins or something in that movie that follow him? But this is, and then they just keep getting worse and worse and worse.
No, I mean, the Christopher Nolan stuff was good, and then...
I will give you that, the Christopher Nolan stuff.
What do you
stuff.
Mean you'll give us that? It was good.
Christopher Nolan stuff was good, but it's not enough to save the whole franchise.
It wasn't that great. It was 9 movies worth of stuff crammed into 3. I mean, come on, guys. And they were dry, and they were slow, and whatever.
Oh, Pete, they're so good. He's talking about Nolan's.
Oh, no. Nolan's. And I mean, you're thinking about it back in hindsight, and you're looking at it now and comparing it to stuff you have now. But I mean, at the time, some of these things were really good, you know. I mean, and
Nolan's Batman's
were
good.
I will agree with you to an extent. Now, you know, there are some where like, what the fuck am I watching? Just like you mentioned with the like the Thundercats, like you said, you started watching some of those again.
Oh yeah,
and it's like,
what I'm realizing about myself is I didn't like Keaton Batman back then. I just went along with everybody else and told myself I didn't like it.
I would agree with that. I kind of, yeah, same way, I guess.
It was totally underwhelming.
Are you going to buy a figure of that one?
No.
Yeah, same here. I don't like that version. I don't care for that version. It was cool at the time, but yeah, no.
I do think the Batmobile was cool.
Yes.
That Batmobile was pretty cool.
I will say some of the Batman books I've read have been some of the best comics I've ever read.
And I'm just sick, and this is coming from a guy who has read very little of Batman. The only Batman I ever read is one you gave. Was it Hush?
Or probably.
Something? That's a great story.
You know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that. Yep. I thought that was a cool story. But I'm just so sick of Batman having no powers, but he's so smart he can be all the people that do. Blah, blah, blah. Wine, wine, wine. My parents got shot. I'm just sick of him.
Keep ramming them down our throats.
I do want to say that.
What do you mean powers? What power does the Riddler have? What power does the Penguin have? What power does the Joker?
He supposedly, correct me if I'm wrong, he supposedly can beat all the Justice League, right, characters?
Yeah, when we talked about Tower of Babel, but not in a hand-to-hand combat type of way.
No, he outsmarts them.
Yeah.
Nobody's, Come on. He's that smart.
Which is funny because Superman is actually a genius, but they play that down quite a bit.
I'm much more of a Superman guy. I like Superman.
Oh, I do too. I'm not just only Batman.
I would like to see Superman rip Batman's head off.
You should probably play Injustice.
Yeah.
That's your Superman.
I get me. No, I don't think so. I want him to be all good boy and everything. Just Batman.
But you want him to rip Batman's head off? I don't think that really...
Well,
counts as a good guy.
I want Superman to kick Batman out of the Justice League.
Well, Superman kills Joker in that series.
I know. I know. I'm aware. I just wanted to say, hey, Batman, hey, go home.
They did. After Tower of Babel, I think, actually.
And then when Batman says, why, say, really, seriously? Just go. Your parents got killed, sorry. Mine did. My whole freaking planet got blown up. And I'm not brooding around whining about it, all right? I never even got to meet my dad.
Yeah, but he had parents that he grew up. He had all he had was Alfred, you know, and then he had Martha, and Jonathan, and
right, and and Alfred was 2 years older than him and had a ton of life experience to share with him.
You know, I actually liked Batfleck.
Yeah, I like Batfleck.
Yep, and people give him a bunch of like, he's out there killing everybody. Batman in almost every movie has killed people. Almost every movie has killed people. That's not my Batman.
I don't think he has in the Nolan movie. I think he didn't.
He killed Ra's. In the first movie?
No, he didn't.
He just didn't save him.
He killed him.
Yeah. I can't kill you. I don't have to save you. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yep. I mean,
I don't know, but either way, like I said, I'm excited to see what Pattinson does. Zoe Kravitz, beautiful. She's going to be, I think she's, I don't know if you've seen some mock-ups of her in the Catwoman outfit. I don't think it's the official, but it's some like artist rendering stuff. She looks amazing.
So. Who's your favorite Catwoman?
It's Eartha Kitt.
Is that from Adam West?
Yeah.
No.
Eartha Kitt was amazing. And Ernest Scared Stupid.
Now, I think, I mean, Anne Hathaway did a pretty good job.
I love
but
it.
That's,
I love
Anne Hathaway. She's my favorite. Yeah. I just think she's bonerific.
But I think Zoe's going to bring something. I think she's got that exotic look. And she's got, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see.
I really want Pattinson to do way better in his career than Kristen Stewart. That's really all. It's more of a competition between them two for me.
I think he's probably winning on that.
Yeah.
She's walking around with some short hair and stuff, doing some stupid stuff.
I want to see that movie with Deep in her. Sounds like a porn.
Whoa. Maybe I'm interested in this movie, too.
I think, and I'm going to touch back on this, the Christopher Nolan trilogy gets a lot of credit for how amazing Heath Ledger was as the Joker. I mean, that's... If you take him out of that, and the rest of that stuff is pretty.
Nah, I still love one.
I think Batman Begins is great, and I think the Heath Ledger one is great, and then the third one is okay.
It was almost too long.
Yeah,
man. If only somebody would have said that 4 minutes ago.
I didn't hear anybody.
The other thing that pisses me off is I thought they were going to give us Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a kick-ass Robin, and then they were like, yeah, we're not going to ever do anything with this again. I will reboot it, and then we'll reboot it, and then we're going to reboot it, then we'll reboot the reboot. Let's do that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's have a Joker, and then get rid of him, and then make a new Joker.
Oh, what that's cool, done lately?
But then have another movie called Birds of Prey that refers back to the Joker that's no longer the Joker. What the hell? What a mess. Then I look at these figures and these character designs, and I go, some of these character designs are just, to my opinion, awesome. Why can't they do anything with this shit?
Nightwing deserves a movie. I think that's a great character.
Oh, yeah.
The Red Hood villain storyline, I think, is amazing. Hush.
Titans.
Is amazing.
Titans is pretty good.
I mean, there's so much good stuff out there. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I just don't know their decision-making
every
process.
Every franchise, every toy line, everything, you know, they have their good things and bad things, in my opinion. And it's like, you know, there's, you know, I don't know why you like Turtles. I have no idea. Because some of this shit's stupid.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
So some of this shit is stupid.
Stuff is stupid. Dude, one of the guys has a pizza box for a leg.
Does he?
Yeah. His name's Pizza Face. He has a pizza box peg leg.
Aren't you modeled after Tattoo?
Yeah, exactly. That's sculpted based on me.
Is it?
Before 3D, it was weird. Like a guy came to me and he was like, "Hey, I work for Ninja Turtles, and I want to draw you naked." So I just took my clothes off, and he.
And you were four.
So what?
And you were four or five.
Ish, yeah. I was a big boy.
Mythic Legions.
All right.
But anyway.
Anything else, fellas?
Nope.
Alex kind of got defensive, like he's Christopher Nolan. You know what I mean? Like I insulted his movies.
I like having Alex on.
So do I.
I just beat the shit out of him the whole time.
I like how he's not afraid to be honest, even though he's wrong.
We got some
that takes real confidence.
Comments and questions.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this was
like
happening.
30.
I hate to tell you it's 50.
Okay, so we're 10 minutes out from a 2-hour episode. We should have really got on that. I thought we were about ready to turn. I was almost playing the music.
Let's finish strong.
Eric Munez, what's your number one figure and why?
Number one figure ever?
Across everything, yes.
Oh, jeez.
It's got to be quick, guys.
Monty Moose.
He-Man.
Figure or...
Figure.
Into the mic, please.
I don't know.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Travis isn't going to be able to pick anything.
Yeah, no idea.
What's yours?
No idea.
Devastator in the box.
Mythic. It's going to be a Mythic Legion. Right now, it's Romulus. Second question, if you could delete from history any toy line from existence, what would that toy line be and why?
I went first last time.
Steven.
Batman.
Alex.
G.I. Joe.
He just flipped me off.
Beanie Babies, because unfortunately when those things went wrong, they destroyed families.
They did.
And that wasn't right.
That is true.
So,
Bratz. Thomas Ryrig, are you going to have a training session to be able to deal with listeners of Legion's Cast? Vocal Defense School? Question mark?
We should have somebody come in, a specialist, to help us how to deal with, diversity and stuff.
Or we should have somebody teach these fucking assholes how to just hit the power button and turn shit off.
John Clawfield, favorite reveal from Toy Fair, individual figure, not a waiver line.
Okay. Casey Jones, hands down.
Chitara.
Ooh, yes.
That Chitara wasn't hot enough for me.
I got semi-rigid.
Old Man Hawkeye.
Old Man Hawkeye looks great.
Old Man Hawkeye.
That might end up being my favorite, too. Old Man Hawkeye.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Eric Munez says, can Pete please respond to the drama from Legion's Cast?
Check out Patreon.
And Eric, you will get to experience it. Kyle Miller, did Pete ever get the little Debbies I gave Travis at Legion's Con?
Already ate two of them.
Or Great Lakes Comic Con, sorry. Already ate two of them, yeah.
Well, two cakes, one wrapping, so only one unit.
Mm-hmm.
Two individual cakes.
David Bond, best toys of 2019.
Yeah, we should probably do that one of these days.
One of each. One each could say one toy from 2019.
From 2019.
I'm going to say the Frost Giant from the Four Horsemen Mythic Legions line. Ooh. I'm in. I mean, what can I say? I'm in.
Both are the Tower.
Good one.
Mythic Legion. For those of you who didn't know, while Pete burped.
I don't even know what happened in 2019.
I would say Kurzog before I said Bolthar.
I don't know. I might be there too. I don't know. I had to say something.
Alex?
He popped in my head.
You ain't got anything. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, these people just so ask many questions. Yeah. Andre Kelman, if you could punt one cunt, any cunt in the world, no repercussions, how much distance do you think Amy Scott would get?
All right. That answers that question.
Jim Sargent, did you press the record button?
Oh, shit.
Twice. He did twice. It's funny, when I told my wife that story, she said, you guys are just dumb for not checking to make sure Steve
does. Thanks that there's some accountability here. It's not all on my shoulders.
Ronald Twining, should I trust the government to pack my figures and ship to the States, or should I pack them myself? First world problems.
I don't know if you should. I think Ron, you're the guy that would know how much we should trust the government.
Right.
Commodore, which figure from Toy Fair reveals is Steven most looking forward to snapping with his sausage fingers?
Ooh. No, I don't know, man. I'll go with Slythe on this one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Nate Strong, favorite custom figure you made or have specifically had made for yourself, not a gift, and why? Any line.
Oh, a custom figure you made?
Custom that you either made or had made for yourself.
I made a custom mirror. It's a recipe I got from somebody online, but either way, it's an awesome figure. It's the Amber Heard Mira right. body with Enchantress, Marvel Legends Enchantress head. Mm-hmm. And then, what's the Angela from her hair?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just great Mira. It's beautiful. Yep. I mean, it's the red hair. The
Do you pose
face.
It with a Jack Sparrow being mean to Jack Sparrow? So
yeah, she's throwing shit at him. So
she's throwing right stuff at Johnny Depp.
Steven? Peter?
Steven? My Triceratons.
Yeah.
So
good ones.
Oh.
That I had Steven Bill do.
Favorite one, I'm going to say favorite one I've ever done is probably that ogre that I did for Travis that has the white war paint on him.
Mine.
Didn't do that for Travis. I did that for me, but he owns it now.
I'm going to say my Dritz figure Hobby Lobby by Creep Customs did. Love it. Mike Wells, with the rumors and talk of the Four Horsemen's Cosmic Legions line in the making, I'm both excited and fearing for my wallet. I can only imagine the possibilities, not to mention cross-part swapping with Mythic Legions for some crazy custom. What kind of creatures, villains, or heroes would you like to be made? Anything reptilian would be awesome for me. Space Turtles, for instance.
I want Jedi. No, space. No, I don't know. I just would like to see. I don't really have anything specific. I haven't seen this line, and I really want to see this line, and I don't know really where to go with it.
There's really only one answer to this question. We need a Mog.
A Mog
named Barf.
Yeah.
I'm going to say some just loaded up Marines. You know, something like that.
Like Space Marines?
Yeah, like something you'd see from...
like Trump's Space Force?
What was that X-Force game where the guys had like chainsaws on their swords?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
No. X-Force.
It's not Halo. It's
Gears of War.
Gears of War.
Something like, you know, like that, but obviously with the Four Horsemen flare.
I just want to see some crazy aliens, and I know that's kind of...
No, it'll be fun. That'll be fun. I'm excited about that. Two-headed creatures, you know, long squiddy arms. Ben Talmadge, let's make a bunch of flashcards of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle characters and quiz Pete.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, you got one wrong the other day, so...
Man, you get one figure wrong, and not even that you got it wrong, yeah. You like just like hesitated to, you're like,
and I was
oh
like,
my
I
gosh,
don't think it is
name?
Because, you know, the yeah, I wish I had the mental capacity to look at any Transformer and know what it is from the last 60 years.
Matthew,
hey, what are you doing today, Ben? Looking at Transformers. Enjoy your life.
Nerd.
Matthew Rodriguez said,
and you're not going to read that I called him out?
You did call him out. You said, challenge accepted. We will do it at the live show, and when I show you what a stud I am, you have to cosplay as a Oompa Loompa for Mesquite Con 5.
And what did he say?
No dice. That gives you time to cram.
Yep.
Matthew Rodriguez says, congrats, Pete, on 4 years and in a few weeks. Well done.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be great. But the fact that you got Four Horsemen coming to this show,
excited.
Awesome experience.
Four Horsemen for my fourth year. I'm going to have a foursome with them. It's only three of us, but Maze and I are pretty decent-sized fellas, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guillermo said, ask it for a friend, Tim Sawyer, actually. Does it qualifies to have a podcast show dedicated to a very specific line of figures, even though the host only owns three figures from that line and barely knows the name, asking for a friend. People are just giving you crap, man.
I'm not the host. I'm a host.
Yeah. And you own
and
more than three.
I have more than three.
Yeah.
And what do you mean I don't know? You're the one that fucking butchers the names.
Oh, why you got to put this on me?
Why does he got to be a dick face?
I mean, all I did was just read it.
Yeah, well.
I was confused by that.
Read
it
better.
Because he did mention not knowing how to say the names, and I was like, well, that's Travis. But Travis obviously owns more than for three figures, right. So I don't know who the hell he's talking about.
Right. Tim Sawyer wants to know, Pete, what is your favorite snake figure? And who's your pick for the Democratic primaries?
Honestly, I think Grisha the Slither is my favorite snake figure, mm-hmm. And I would vote for her over most of the other ass clowns that are running. Because at least they'd get shit done. She'd do more than grab him by the pussy. You know what I mean?
Gary Rickman said, impromptu arm wrestling contest. Now, go.
Oh, come on. Pete.
I will never arm wrestle anybody ever again after that video you sent me.
No.
Never in a million fucking...
Arm wrestle.
Oh, guy and a girl. Yeah, like, it's a dude and his girlfriend. They're just kind of goofing around.
It's fake.
And all of a sudden, her fucking arm snaps.
It's fake.
And you hear... It's not fake.
No, how the hell could she... How the hell could she put such little effort
Steve,
into it and have her
it's
bone break?
Real. It's real.
You realize it only takes 14 pounds of pressure to break a bone? Breaking bone is not about force. It's all about the way the angle is applied. So I'm telling you right now, that's fucking real. So, plus she could have a genetic bone disorder. You don't know.
Well, she shouldn't be arm wrestling. She's got genetic
regardless,
bone disorder.
I will say this. None of us could beat Steve in arm wrestling. Okay?
Those Popeye arms?
No. He's a freak of nature. All right? And
the only other problem is he can't reach any of our hands because he has 4-inch forearms.
He won't reach yours, you know what I mean? For sure. You would have to get really weird.
Yeah. I'd fucking have to over the top him.
Gary, you're just going to straight up say Steve is a champion.
Right. Yes.
Jonathan Robert Navarro said, do you see Carnivorous having an effect in the toy industry based on imports from China?
Yes.
He means coronavirus for those at home.
Yeah, well, that's
carnivorous,
because...
Carnivorous, what'd you say?
That's because he said carnivorous the other day because he's dumb. So,
and we did talk about it a little bit already.
Yeah.
Francisco says, Pete, what is your holy grail of dice? Is dice like the greatest thing in the world? Who is your favorite maker of dice? What about color combination? What is the most expensive set of dice you own? Do you think you have the proper technique when it comes to rolling dice? What are your feelings on the 20-sided dice? And is the most exciting aspect of D&D the dice?
There's only one thing I got to say.
Don't care.
Fucking dice!
Blue Wizard Gaming has this awesome set of metal dice that are up for pre-order that are like, they look like spiked armor, and they're absolutely amazing. I like red and black. The most expensive set I have is $19.99. It doesn't matter because it's all luck.
Yes, I agree.
And that's exactly what, that's why the game is fun, because it doesn't matter how powerful the person you are is. It just, if you roll shit, you roll shit. So,
Travis, if you roll some dice while wielding your goblin squirrel killing stick and you land a critical hit, how much will the damage be?
Honestly, dude, a bloody stick like that, I would say, is probably a 1d6.
Wouldn't it be like a thing where, like, well, the real power up is if his dad takes the stick and uses it?
And it depends too. If the squirrel can't see you coming, you get to roll advantage. So
PTSD, that was what it was. Steven, do you think Motu died in the 80s because they never created any type of dice based character?
Jesus.
Andre then came in and said, "Hey, Francisco, I replaced dice with dick every time, and it made your questions only one Steven could answer. So we're going to go back. Steven, what is your holy grail of dick? Is dick like the greatest thing in the world? Who is your favorite maker of dick? What about color combinations? What is the most expensive set of dick that you own? Do you think that it is proper technique when it comes to rolling dick? What are your feelings about 20-sided dick? Is this the most exciting aspect of D&D is the dick?"
Those are good questions.
Fucking Andre Kalman is a fucking genius.
And like everything else, I wish I knew the answer to those questions, but I never tried any of it.
Woo! Steven is so worried about accidentally becoming homosexual.
He puts thought into it.
He does. He's so worried that he's going to be like, "I liked that. I think I'm gay." Like, he's just terrified. "Well, I don't know. I can't tell you if I'm gay or not because I've never done it, but I'm afraid if I did, I'd like it. I wouldn't be able to stop."
We still love you, Steve. Don't worry.
I'm
not really worried about it. I'm just saying I can never really, you know, ultimately say, whatever. You've heard it.
Is that it?
MesquiteCon 4.0.
Yep, MesquiteCon 4.0. The Four Horsemen are going to be here. I'm going to be in line all day trying to talk to them, running around asking questions. I'm going to be buddying up to Jim. Me and Jim are going to be pals.
So it'll be like that kid at ToyCon.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Dead air. Yeah, I love dead air. So, we're wrapping it up. We're excited about it, MesquiteCon 4. Super excited about the Four Horsemen coming up. March 21st, Delta by Marriott, Muskegon, Michigan, 939 3rd Street. Runs from 10 to 6, $5 to get in, 12 and under are free. Should be a good time. A lot of great vendors, a lot of great people involved. Well, thanks to all the people around me that are helping out. Intern Cody, Ronald Twiney have been huge on the Facebook side of things. Of course, Steven and Jeremy all over on the world of art. And then, of course, Dynamite Shirts, T-Birds, just all sorts of great people that help make this happen. So huge thanks to Alex Torres for coming out today. Always a pleasure to have you on, man.
Thank you.
So for Travis Bowles, the co-host, I am Pete McCarthy, and of course your host, Steve Bisciotti. Until next time, we'll see you in the toy aisle. Hey.